Palin's announcement caught many Alaskans by surprise, including state lawmakers. Government offices were closed on Friday, and many legislators were already on vacation. Representative Peggy Wilson was helping out with 4th of July festivities in Wrangell when a friend called to tell her the news. Wilson called the announcement a big shocker, but said she is confident in the leadership abilities of Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell.
The Lieutenant Governor has got good experience, and he has worked well with the legislature before, so I'm not concerned that it's not going to be in good hands. I think we will be in good hands.
Senator Lisa Murkowski, who was also on vacation at the time of the announcement, released a statement saying, "I am deeply disappointed that the governor has decided to abandon the state and her constituents before her term has concluded." Here in Sitka, reactions among residents ranged from shock to disappointment and anger at the governor's announcement.
She'd wait and serve out her term. I mean, quitting the job early to get ready to run for presidency. What's she going to do when she becomes president? Quit the job early for something better? There's got to be a financial reason behind it. Whether or not she's getting money so that she can accept money elsewhere, there's got to be financial reasons behind it.
Boy, it's a mixed bag. You know, aside from everything, she has always been, I think, a great governor of the state of Alaska. I wasn't real excited when she ran for vice president of the country, but I honestly can't blame her for resigning just based on everything that she's been pulled through. And as a woman, I'd be done myself.
I'm kind of shocked, actually. It's the first time we ever had a governor resign that I know of. I wish she hadn't have done it. And it's not because I'm all that fond of Sarah Palin as a politician. She was bad for southeastern Alaska, but I think it's a bad precedent.
Palin said she will hand over control to Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell on July 26th. She has given no indication of her plans for the future, but has left open the possibility of running for president in 2012. In Sitka, I'm Shalise Haas.